Chapter 2. The Melting Ice. The airport was next to a fjord with a small harbour. The air outside was cool and fresh, and the midnight sun was shining.
"Wow! Sun at midnight," said one of the boys. "That's very strange."
"The sun shines all day in the summer," explained Mr. Jones. "In the winter, it doesn't shine at all, and sometimes there are coloured lights in the sky. People call them the Northern Lights." A cruise ship was waiting for the group at the harbour. They took their bags and carried them onto the ship. Then Mr. Jones made an announcement. "We're going to travel to the east coast of Greenland," he said. "The trip will take 3 days. We are now sailing along Erik's Fjord. The famous Viking explorer, Erik the Red, stopped at this part of the fjord and built a home on the other side of the river. At the end of the trip, we'll return to Erik's Fjord and visit a Viking farm. Most of you are sharing a cabin. Collect your cabin keys from the reception desk and then go to sleep. I'm sure you're all very tired. We're meeting for breakfast in the restaurant at 8:30 in the morning, so please arrive on time." Before they went to their cabins, Paul pulled Lucy's hand and took her to the front deck to see the view. They could see desolate green hills on both sides of the fjord. There were small white and blue icebergs in the water.
"Isn't Greenland incredible?" asked Paul.
"Yes, it's more beautiful than I imagined," replied Lucy. Lucy was feeling very happy that night. The other students were being nice to her, and there weren't any ghosts to bother her. Lucy was quite an expert on ghosts by now. She knew that they didn't travel far. They preferred to stay near the places or people they knew. It was unusual to find ghosts on planes or ships. Lucy felt very calm and relaxed. "This is going to be a real holiday for me," she thought. "There won't be any ghosts talking in my ear and following me around. I can relax and enjoy the trip." Lucy went to her cabin and was surprised to see Helena Holbrook there. She looked at Lucy angrily, and her face became as red as her hair.
"There must be a mistake," Helena shouted angrily. "I asked to be in a cabin with Megan."
"Oh no," thought Lucy. "I prefer ghosts to Helena Holbrook. Do I have to share a cabin with that horrible girl?"
"I'm going to speak to Mrs. Gordon about this," Helena said. She took her bag and left the cabin. Luckily, she didn't return that night.
After breakfast the next morning, everybody met on the ship's deck. There were some other passengers on the deck, a Norwegian couple with 2 children, a tall girl in a long blue dress, and a quiet English lady.
"We're now sailing next to the east coast of Greenland," said Mrs. Gordon.
"Notice there is more ice and snow in this area, but you can still see some green hills. Many years ago, ice covered all of Greenland, but the climate is warmer now and the ice is melting."
"Yes, global warming is an enormous problem in this area," added Mr. Jones. "Most of Greenland is still covered with ice. If all the ice melts, the sea level will rise by 7 meters all over the world."
"Wow, that's frightening," exclaimed one of the boys.
"If that happens, a lot of coastal land will disappear into the sea."
"Yes, but you don't have to worry about that today," said Mr. Jones. "Just relax and enjoy the voyage, because we've got a busy day tomorrow.
We're going to go swimming at some hot springs. Then we're going to stop at a small village to see how the Inuit people live. From there, we're going to walk to a glacier. Lucy smiled at Paul. This is going to be a great holiday, she said. I'm happy I came.